A big day of news here at the UC Health Training Center as the Broncos acquire veteran tight end Vernon Davis. Hello, I'm Phil Milani, and we're just talking here with Andrew Mason about the big trade. Mace, what do you think that Davis will be able to add to the Broncos roster?
Well, he gives Gary Kubiak another weapon at tight end, and that's something he's needed. You go back to the offseason, they had big plans for Jeff Heirman, their third-round pick, to work with Owen Daniels and Virgil Green, but of course Heirman tore his ACL on the second day of rookie camp, and they've cycled through a lot of guys looking for a potential number three tight end. Haven't really found what they've liked. Vernon Davis obviously changes that. He's going to bring some flexibility. He's going to keep everybody fresh, Owen Daniels and Virgil Green, and he still has speed to get downfield. He can still make plays in traffic in the red zone. I think the biggest part of his impact is what he can do in the red zone, down the seam. That's something the Broncos have really been missing. I think it's a big reason why their red zone offense has struggled all year long. I think Vernon Davis could have a big impact in changing that.
Yeah, we saw Owen Daniels and Virgil Green get going a little bit against the Packers. Bring in Vernon Davis. Should be a huge addition to that passing game. And like May said, Vernon Davis, 55 career touchdowns. And John Elway's pretty excited about the move that he made.
He's a guy that, brings great experience, great speed, guy that's been a team leader for the Niners for a long time. So, will be a great addition. I think he's a big weapon for us.
The other big news that we heard earlier in the day, head coach Gary Kubiak said that rookie left tackle Tyson Brailo will be heading to the IR soon. What does that mean for the offensive line, Mace?
Well, it means we're going to keep seeing a lot of Ryan Harris and Tyler Palumbus at left tackle. Palumbus played 40% of the snaps on Sunday, 27 of the offensive snaps in the game. So certainly they've got something going with the rotation between those two, keeping them fresh. Palumbus playing more, I think, is a function of him knowing the offense better. And Gary Kubiak touched on that today when he talked about how, he's gotten up to speed, especially working alongside Evan Mathis, who's the left guard, of course. So I think we're going to see more of that going forward. Michael Schofield's going to stay at right tackle, but, real tough break for Tyson Brailo. He tried to practice the last few weeks, even going back to October 14th was when he returned to the practice field before the Browns game. They tried to work him up, just couldn't handle it, so he's going to undergo surgery. He's looking at a 4 to 6 month recovery time, which would get him back on the field in time for OTAs and a chance to hit the reset button when he goes into year two.
Yeah, we learned some more stuff about some Brailo's injury. Turns out it was a torn labrum. Tried to tough it out. Can't really wear a brace for that, is what he said. Tried to see if he can go, but it's just something that surgery is going to have to correct. And he seemed pretty deflated about it on Monday.
Yeah, we had an idea, but we just didn't know exactly. We also kind of waited a few days after practice to see how it felt. It's pretty sore coming out of practice, so we want to see if it would bounce back or kind of be lingering. So, moving forward, we just kind of thought that was the best decision, for my future and hopefully the future of being a Bronco. Since the draft, things have been kind of rolling and, haven't had time to really look back. And, now that this is going on, it's kind of frustrating. Had a lot of stuff going my way. So just another, bump in the road, a little adversity, and, we'll get better and get back and, see what happens next year.
Okay, well, that's going to do it from a very busy day here at the UC Health Training Center on Monday. Tuesday, hopefully, we'll catch up with Vernon Davis. He's supposed to be here, take his physical, get around a tour of the facility, so we'll hopefully catch up with him. And we'll also have Three and Out, Mason and I, a couple of busy guys here at the UC Health Training Center. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.